News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Holiday Road. Now, why would we pick that song? Well, John Scanlon is here. He is the assistant director for the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services, Pensacola Energy. John picked this song because this is actually, and I didn't realize it, a holiday week.
This is a holiday week.
How about that?
Juneteenth is this Friday.
That's true.
And so, you know, city offices are going to be closed. Sanitation is going to be closed on Friday.
Okay.
So you're going to see some changes to the pickup schedule for your garbage, for your recycling, and for your yard waste.
I'm so glad you came in today to remind us of this, because I would have not realized until Friday.
Yeah, and this one's a big one because we come a day earlier versus a day later on some of the holidays.
That's right, yeah. Okay, yeah. So what should we do?
So if you're a City of Pensacola resident, your garbage or recycling, if it's on Thursday, it's going to be picked up tomorrow, Wednesday.
Okay.
So you need to put that can out tonight.
Gotcha.
Or tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. Again, if you're on Thursday's route, you want to have it out tonight or tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. because we're going to pick that up on Wednesday.
Okay.
Now, if your Friday's is your usual pickup day,
mm-hmm.
we're going to pick that up on Thursday. So you want to have that out Wednesday night or Thursday morning by 6 a.m. So it's a day earlier for both of those this week. So Thursday's on Wednesday, Friday's on Thursday. And then this is the practice run, because we're going to do it again in a couple of weeks for 4th of July. It's going to fall the same way.
Interesting, because that holiday is on Saturday, the 4th, but Friday is going to be the 3rd with no pickup again.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to pick it up Wednesday and Thursday that week.
Okay.
And so it's going to be a day earlier on both of those. And we have, there's a new billing system for Pensacola Energy and Sanitation.
I saw that. Yes, I saw that.
And you can get on there for text messages. And mm-hmm. so we're sending those text messages out, and we don't want to miss that garbage, especially around the holidays.
Yeah.
We want to make sure you have it out there whenever we come by. We can pick it up. We can service you like it's supposed to be done. Because if it's not out there, we don't come back.
Right. Too late.
Yeah.
So if you're listening this morning, be sure and get that done before 6 a.m. Thursday would be you want to get it out there?
Well, if you're on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. If your Thursdays are out, put it out there tonight.
Okay.
Or tomorrow in the morning by 6 a.m. because we're coming tomorrow for Thursdays are out.
Gotcha.
Tomorrow's Wednesday. We're one day earlier. And, of course, Fridays is going to be on Thursday.
Okay.
A little confusing. But you can go to the website. You can go to you can Google City of Pensacola Sanitation Services.
Mm-hmm.
And it has our calendar right there on the front page.
Perfect.
It's also on the social media for City of Pensacola Government and City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. We put those up about once every week or two to that holiday schedule.
Oh, great.
And, of course, we mail it out at the beginning of every year.
Mm-hmm.
We send out more mailers. We got a billboard on Cervantes letting you know that we're going to be closed this Friday.
Y'all are doing your due diligence. It's just whether I'm paying attention or not. That's
absolutely
the problem.
Yeah.
And you have a special guest with you this morning.
Absolutely. We got our operations manager. We have Nathan Doyle.
Hello.
Good morning, Nathan. Is this your first time on the radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, he's got a good radio voice, I think.
Yeah,
he does.
Sounds
pretty good.
Oh,
so tell us a little bit about the operations manager. To me, right away, I go, oh, gosh, it sounds a little overwhelming because you're in charge of everything, it sounds like. When it comes to operations for sanitation services, I suspect that's a big responsibility.
Yes, it is. It is a bit of a big hat to wear at times,
mm-hmm.
But definitely just in charge of all of operations, everything that has to do with the field services. So
uh-huh.
you have yard waste, you have garbage, you have the transfer station there over there on Leonard Street. You just have to make sure everything is coordinated and works cohesively together, fill all the gaps when they arrive, and just make sure the big picture is for the total operation so we don't have a lapse in service.
Okay, well, I have a confession to make. I'm a big recycler, and I live in a complex that we don't have my own can. So I had been using Summit Boulevard for years. So I really miss not having it there. However, I've got myself over Leonard Street, and it's just as easy. I just pull in and I drop off my stuff. It's only about 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes from my home. So it's worth it to me to do that. But do maybe talk about that a bit too, because some people might be coming over there going, wait, where's the recycling place?
Oh, yeah. Well, first of all, thank you so much for coming. We know it's been an adaptation for quite a quite a few people.
I'm not going to stop.
But I'll tell you right now, John and I have gone out there personally, have met individuals that we were never able to meet because mm-hmm. Summit is far away.
Right.
This is right in our backyard. We can monitor it more closely, make sure we have clean, recyclable materials going in. We have educational opportunities because many people just don't realize what's recyclable and what's not.
That is very true. And so can you give us some tips or advice on that?
Sure. So I'd say the first and foremost thing, which gets confused a lot, you hear plastic, the word mm-hmm. plastic, and, oh, that can go in there. That's part of recycling. But if it's a plastic bag or plastic, shredded plastic, things that can actually damage and jam the machinery that goes into sorting those materials.
Interesting.
So things like that. And also common mistakes are, let's say you have a piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. Let's say you have a treadmill or something like that. And you say, oh, well, that has metal on it. That has plastic. I see a lot of recyclables right there.
Oh, boy.
So that is actually... logically, you can say this person is really trying. Like, mm-hmm. I can see that. But unfortunately, those don't fit what can actually be recycled. That's just garbage right there.
Gotcha. Okay. See, these are the kinds of things that I find really interesting. For me, I was thinking about this the other day. I had ordered some food to go, a delivery, and it came in these beautiful plastic, I guess, plates, or I don't know what you would call them. Are those recyclable? Should I put those in with my plastic bottles?
So... Well, go ahead, John.
Depending on the number.
I'm trying to stump the panel here.
If it's a one or two plastic, that triangle number on the bottom.
You know, like Chinese food places and things like that have the plastic. Just about everybody now uses them.
So, and more than likely, it's a hard question to answer just because I don't know. Did that food go on there? Are they cleaned off? Mm-hmm. We want to make sure
they're cleaned off.
Yeah, and so, it could probably go in there. I'd have to take a look at it. But that's why if someone has a question, we're out there. Also, if you go to 100 West Leonard Street, you pull up and you're like, hey, I don't know if this works or not. We have our phone number right there on the big sign.
Oh, okay.
435-1890. And if we're not out there, someone will come out there and can take a look at it and can answer it. We help a lot of people all the time. Some people try to put styrofoam in there. We're like, hey, you can't, that's not recycled.
That one I knew, yeah.
And they're like, oh, we had no idea. And mm-hmm. so once they know, okay, well, they stopped doing it. So we're there.
Great.
And, of course, we're open Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday from 6 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay.
So anytime during those hours.
Okay, we're talking with John and Nathan here with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services. So if you've got a question, and we are talking about recycling and yard pickup and all the other things that are related to this topic. So please, if you've got a question, these guys are the experts. That's why they're on the expert panel at 850-437-1620. So it's been in the news a lot lately about yard waste and pickups and things like that. How's that going now?
So we are making big strides. I would say, I'm going to go over some numbers, and I'll let Nathan talk a little bit about it. But so our offices, all of our crews, our operators, have been working 6 days a week since March 2nd.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We have a lot of trees out there, a lot of foliage. So year to date, right now, our average we pick up every week, mm-hmm. 340 tons a week.
What?
That same.
I don't even know how to get my mind around that. That's unbelievable.
680,000 pounds.
And this is City of Pensacola. It's not the whole county.
City of Pensacola only.
Wow, y'all. That's something else.
That same time last year, 228.81 tons a week.
Isn't that interesting?
It's over 112 tons additional a week, average. So some weeks are less, some weeks are more. And then 2 years ago, that was only 195 tons a week.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Do you have any thoughts about why the increase?
I'm not sure. It's all speculation. I mean, we had colder or warmer winter, a cooler spring.
More everybody's leaves.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like interesting.
This is a crazy number, too. So year to date, this is our total pounds collected from January 1st to last week.
Okay.
14,976,050 pounds of yard waste.
Good grief.
Yeah, and so that same same time period last year, 9,610,000.
Holy cow, that's unbelievable.
56% higher collection so far this year. and our yard waste operators and all of our staff have been working, again, 6 days a week, doing incredible stuff with these huge numbers.
Wow.
And I'll let Nate talk a little bit about that. But those are, when you look at those numbers, I'm just pretty astonished.
Hats off to you for keeping up.
15 million pounds.
Unbelievable. I can't even get my mind around that. Yeah. Wow. So what is acceptable for yard waste? That's probably a question for you, Nathan, because should it be bagged? Should it be placed in a particular spot? I mean, I drive down roads in Pensacola. I see all kinds of things on the side of the road. So what's your best advice for folks that want to do the right thing?
Oh, yeah. So actually, before we go into that, what actually is acceptable, I just wanted to give a little blurb on what not to do, because we want to look out for all the homeowners out there, and all good intentions aside,
right?
Sometimes they're not aware that doing something might put them in a kind of a pickle. Mm-hmm. So one of those things is if they place their yard waste on sprinklers or on a water main.
Mm-hmm.
Recently had a water main, and if you've seen these knuckle booms have this enormous claw. It goes down, picks it up, and these guys and gals are just experts with it. They're just surgical. But what you can't see, you don't know to avoid. So we had one that, grabbed a pile and it broke a water main.
Ooh.
And unfortunately, I mean, I was there on site within 5 minutes, but the unfortunate thing about it, there's actually a city or a code of ordinance on that you're not to place yard waste on a sprinkler.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Be smart about it, y'all.
It makes sense. But then it falls on the homeowner, and we really don't want to damage anybody's property, we really are as careful as possible.
I've seen those guys. They're pretty quick. I saw a guy on Scenic Highway, and those trucks are huge, and he was picking up that trash with that. Wow, it was impressive, I have to say.
Yes,
it was very impressive.
I agree with you.
You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola Expert Panel. Our experts are with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services this morning. So if you have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. So you're obviously getting caught up with great efforts. So we appreciate all that you're doing. So what other items can I recycle? And what about boxes? We have a big bin in where I live, and I get irritated because I see people throw those boxes in and they haven't broken them down. What are your recommendations for things like that?
You need to break the boxes. Just because if you don't, it gets stuck in the can. It takes up space. That space is valuable. You get one collection a week. You don't want to take an empty box and put it in there. Break it down. But you don't want to jam it because you want to make sure everything comes out.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So I have a question, and this might be kind of a silly one. However, I'm curious, how many tons of landfill did you have, or of the waste did you have?
For yard waste.
Yard waste.
Right at 15 million pounds.
So 15, where does that go? It's wonderful that y'all pick it up, but I'm so curious as to where it goes. What happens to all this stuff? Uh-oh, did I stump the panel again?
Oh, no, absolutely not. So it goes to the landfill.
The landfill, okay.
And it does get grinded down and chipped down out there. So.
Okay, I'm just curious because it's like out of sight, out of mind. I'm glad it's gone, but I was curious as to where it went to. So that's exciting. Okay, so some other things we wanted to mention, and I think it's worth mentioning again because somebody may be just joining us. We're talking with John and Nathan with the City of Pensacola Sanitation Services, and believe it or not, this is a holiday week. Do you want to review again what people need to know?
Yeah, absolutely. Offices are closed on Friday, so we're going to be 2 days earlier, and our operations are Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. So anytime there's a holiday, Wednesday's our makeup day.
Gotcha.
And okay. So because of that, because we are closed on Friday, if your day is on Thursday for recycling or garbage, we're going to be come by tomorrow. We're going to come by on Wednesday. So you want to have your can out tonight or tomorrow morning by 6 a.m. And then if your day falls on Friday, you're going to be one day earlier as well. That's going to be Thursday. So have that can out Wednesday night or Thursday morning by 6 a.m.
Okay, perfect advice. And then that happens again, right, on July 4th?
It sure does.
Same
weekend? We have a practice run. We've just had a practice one in the past with Good Friday.
Yeah.
And we have
it's funny, all the holidays are following on Fridays.
I know, we're getting
year.
Such good practice to do it early. And we have this week is Juneteenth, and then July 4th, happening on July 3rd. So, but that is a tricky one because, you have to remember the day before you would actually put it out.
Gotcha. Okay. So we're talking about all the different things that are related to yard waste and recycling and that kind of thing. What have we not touched on this morning that y'all would like to talk about?
Well, I always am looking to help homeowners. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple of one of the main things when we're talking about yard waste, and we're trying to really figure out why there was such a huge, massive influx this year. I really think either there's some kind of miracle plant grower out there that's making plants grow enormous,
right?
And they have to get trimmed back. But it also could be that for another reason, there's a city code of ordinances that has to do with tree surgeons. Now, tree surgeon is just another name for somebody who, you know, trims a tree. But in this ordinance, which happens to be section 4-3-65, I just happen to have that here, is it speaks about actually any individual who does work on private property has to then collect that that waste and take care of it themselves.
Oh.
So it kind of falls on the homeowners. A lot of homeowners don't know this. They pay somebody, they either pay a contractor or Jimmy down the street, and as soon as that that yard waste is collected and left because the city picks it up, it's actually on that homeowner that should have been disposed of, that should have been taken away, and the contractor should have been the one doing it.
Oh, that's interesting. So when you do hire a tree service, it's their responsibility to remove whatever debris is left over, limbs and trunks, tree trunks and things.
Landscapers, pool companies, any contractor. And so a landscaper comes and tears down bushes and it leaves a huge pile. It's up to the landscaper. It's on them to remove the refuse.
Well, that's an interesting thing to note. So then it's not okay for them just to do their job and then dump it on the side of the street, on the side of the road. Interesting.
Correct.
Okay, make note of that, homeowners. That's important, because would they be fined then if it came down? What would cause a fine, I guess, in terms of yard waste? What are some of the not-to-dos?
So let's just take a scenario just to make a real-life example. Let's say you have a contractor come, takes down half of the street, is full of yard debris, you know, mm-hmm. trunks and branches and things like that. And the contractor is now, they're supposed to pick it up. Let's say that wasn't part of the quote. That's on you. Well, now the homeowner has to figure out how to collect that. Code enforcement could be called, and usually is, mm-hmm. if it sits there for too long. And then that could actually result in a fine from code enforcement, and they still have to find a way to get rid of that.
Interesting. This is really good stuff to know. So can I go to a website to find out more about what some of these ordinances are and rules?
Absolutely. If you Google City of Pensacola Code of Ordinances, mm-hmm. it'll actually take you to the City of Pensacola website that has its own page dedicated to that with all the current Code of Ordinances. So, yes, absolutely.
Okay, I got a question. This is for me. I drive around the community a lot, and one of the things that I get annoyed with, and I probably shouldn't get annoyed, but I see couches, refrigerators, TVs. I see all kinds of stuff that's left out there, and I think, do they think someone's just going to pick this up because it's free, or are they just throwing it out there because I don't know where else to take it? What are your thoughts on that, and what should we do? If you are, I don't know, doing spring cleaning and suddenly realize this couch is no good, what do you do? What do you do with that stuff?
First thing is give us a call.
Ah, yeah. Okay.
850-435-1890.
I can do that?
Absolutely. We have bulk pickup.
So you do?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, give me that number again.
850-435-1890. And so you can call us up, and you can have that refrigerator out there.
Really?
You could have the couch. You can have a lot of things. Doing that spring cleaning, it's $15 to have us come pick it up, and that's we have that claw. It's $15 for the first 3 minutes, $5 for each additional 3 minutes. But that claw picks up a lot of stuff really quick.
Wow, that's great to know. So in the same vein, what are something that I should not put out there? What are things that we should not be putting into the garbage?
No propane tanks.
Oof, gee, yeah, no. That one I kind of know. But there's some other things,
too. No shingles, no bricks, no dirt.
Oh, shingles? Really?
Yeah.
So why are shingles bad?
It's considered contractor supplies or contraction.
Okay.
Construction supplies.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
So, and if you can go to our website, the you know, Google City of Pensacola Sanitation Services, and under our FAQs, mm-hmm. we go through it, and it has it listed, and that's in the ordinance as well. But a lot of that stuff for the construction debris, it does have a difference on what can haul it.
I see. So, okay, mm-hmm. That's interesting.
I could actually give a really boring definition, if that's right.
No, boring here.
People may want to hear this.
Yes.
Minor amounts of discarded material less than 2 cubic yards in volume resulting from remodeling, repair, construction, or demolition of structures such as plaster, lumber, and similar items. No asbestos and no treated lumber.
Okay.
So those are important. Also, we have household furnishings, chairs, mattresses, box springs. Those all can be part of the bulk waste pickup. And here's a little tidbit as well. We heard this from customers. They picked up some of my leaves and branches, but they left the tree trunks there.
Ah.
Well, there's a little boundary there. We have, if it's over 8 inches in diameter or 6 feet in length,
mm-hmm.
we don't pick it up. That is a bulk pickup.
Oh, I see. So, okay.
But we can graduate that pile. The knuckle boom can pick up the green that it can pick mm-hmm. up, and then the rest of it can turn into a scheduled pickup.
I see. Okay. See, these are all great. This is great information, guys, because this is the time of year. I mean, I'm seeing it all. Everybody's doing their yards. Everybody's doing spring cleaning. So this is great, great information.
What's important, if you do set that couch out there, to give us a call, because if someone's driving around and they call it in, if one of their neighbors like, hey, this couch has been sitting out there for a week,
right.
come do something,
mm-hmm.
it's $35. It's $20 Ooh. More. It's an unscheduled. It gets called in. So just give us a call, or you can even go to 311 online.
Yeah,
you can do that, 311 Pensacola,
mm-hmm.
and you can request it online,
mm-hmm.
and we'll combine us that $15 initial charge versus $35 for an unscheduled.
Okay.
So save yourself a little money. Give us a call.
Okay.
311.
And then we've got just a couple of minutes left. What about electronics and things like that? Do y'all have, I know that the county has an amnesty day for hazardous waste. Do you do something similar for the city, or do you count more on the county to do that? Or?
So lithium batteries are a no-no, but you can pull those out, and that just goes into regular garbage. Escambia County actually has a household hazardous program
mm-hmm.
that you can look on the webpage, and they'll take all of that.
Right. That's what I thought. I wasn't sure if the city did or not. So,
Now, we do have the mayor's cleanup, and we got one coming up next week.
Oh, what's that?
It's on June 27th, and that's it. We're going to be in the neighborhood. It's on the... I think it's the west side, southwest.
You could probably Google it and find the dates and times.
Absolutely. I can't remember the exact the streets. But we could set all that stuff. All that stuff, you're talking about spring cleaning, that mm-hmm. does charge for that bulk pickup, we'll come by there and we'll pick it up. There's no cost if you're
Ooh,
in that section.
Okay.
And then we also, that's the only time we're going to pick up paint.
Oh, that's right. Okay, yeah. Good. All right.
We can pick up paint. We can pick up tires, but do all that cleaning, put it out by the yard. It's got to be out by 6 a.m. that Saturday, June 27th.
Okay, very good. So then make a note of that on your calendars as well.
And that's going to be south of West Cervantes. And
okay.
It's going to be west of Northeast Street.
Okay. All right. So, very specific. Yeah, okay.
And again, Google is my best friend. Google City of Pensacola, Mayor's Cleanup. There's 10 of them a year. It's all the way through October.
Okay.
And so we do each section, once a month, or one section a month for 10 months.
All right. Real quick, if you can tell us again about this week is a holiday week. So what does that mean?
One day early. If you're Thursday, put it out Wednesday morning by 6. If you're Friday, put it out Thursday morning by 6. This is that practice, because we're going to do it again in a couple weeks for 4th of July.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. From our City of Pensacola Sanitation Services, we had John Scanlon here and Nathan Doy. Thank you guys so much for coming in, letting us know about the holiday week and ways that we can stay safe with our waste, so to speak.
Thank you, Meg. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Meg.
Thank you, guys. All right. This has been Pep Talk. I'm here every Monday through Friday, 9 to 11. Remember, as you go out through your day today, carry an umbrella. Be kind to others, be gentle with yourself, and find the time to love now. Have a great day.